Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Kindness is a form of love in action. And quite honestly, I have been so overwhelmed by our human capacity for cruelty, I needed a reminder for how overwhelming our kindness can be as well. Last summer, we harvested stories of kindness in our small community, and I want to share a few of them over the next few weeks, because as my friend Nick Nisley said, we become the stories we tell ourselves. So why not put the spotlight on one of our strengths and wonder how do we do even more kindness, care, and respect in our community? Let me start with a story of helping one another in times of need. Anne Marie came into the studio to tell the story of her family's home catching fire in the late 70s. She successfully got her two young children out of the house, and within an hour, the house had burned to the ground.
By the time the house had burned, our minister was there. Word gets out in this town quickly. I mean, people let people know, and that was a big aha for me, too. I didn't even think at the time about what a miracle was that these people arrived, you know, and that these pumpers came.
And so now you're there with the kids, your house is burned to the ground. What happens?
Unbelievable. Well, a number of people contacted our neighbors and said, oh, you can use our house. You can use this house. We ended up spending the first couple of nights at the Outpost Motel, which was right near us. And then we moved to a beautiful home on the shore of Lake Superior for a month while we figured out what we were going to do. We decided to rebuild.
So people offered their home. You had offers to places to stay.
Oh, absolutely.
Right away?
Five or six, within hours. Yeah, I was just blown away by that. I had no idea.
And here you are, like you've only been here a couple of years.
Yeah, we hadn't been here long. We joined a church and I was teaching. I was substitute teaching. I'd quit teaching when I had my second child, so I wasn't teaching at the time. But people were just incredible, you know? Wow.
So then how else did help show up?
Well, there were people who were driving by from Michigan who stopped and got our name and address. And the next week, we got these two huge boxes of blankets and linens from total strangers in Michigan. That really shocked me. And the day after the fire, too, I was sitting in our little cabin at the Outpost, and a letter came. I don't even remember who brought it to me, but it was a fellow teacher who had written this really terse, funny little note about an experience he'd had in our house with us, and a $100 check. And I was so moved at that point. I just fell apart. I just lost it. It was, you know, it was sort of the epitome of caring and reaching out. And I was just amazed.
Community members filled a Sunday school room with donations for the family. Local stores helped with gift certificates for basic supplies. I asked Anne, what was her impression before the fire, and how did it change after the fire?
You know, that's a good point. I really loved this community. We chose to live here, so we were very, very happy here and surprised at how quickly we got to know people. But one of the things that really astonished me was that a lot of people who only knew us as acquaintances were very, very generous. You know, I expected that our friends would come forward, but I didn't expect that people who barely knew us would be so generous. And I think that's what a small town community is. I think that's what probably touched me the most, was how many people were just so kind and really didn't need to be.
Anne said it was hard to take in all that support, but she got some good advice from her minister.
You need to understand that this is one of the few tragedies where people can actually make a difference. Have the grace to accept their help. Let them experience the joy of lending you a hand.
Wise words from her minister. Have the grace to accept their help. Because as St. Francis of Assisi said, for it is in the giving that we receive. And all of us might ask ourselves every day, how can I be a little bit more kind?
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.